The AUKUS agreement got another shake-up this week, with the Defence Minister Richard Marles announcing the government will buy three second-hand Virginia-class submarines from the United States. Initially, the plan was to purchase two second-hand subs and one new one as part of the $370 billion AUKUS agreement. Today, a group of concerned Australians is launching its own inquiry into the contentious and expensive policy, scrutinising the cost, sustainability and ongoing public support. Spearheading the probe is Lead Commissioner Peter Garrett, Midnight Oil singer, longtime activist and former Labor Environment Minister. Peter Garrett joins me now. Peter, welcome back to Radio National Breakfast.
Hey, morning, Sally.
Your inquiry has no standing with the government or defence. It's backed by crowdfunding. What are you hoping to achieve?
Well, give Australians the opportunity to ask the questions that haven't been answered up to now about this extraordinary deal, and to really do what I think should have happened in the beginning, which is to properly ventilate everything around AUKUS. I mean, you've been covering it a bit, and we're starting to see more and more drips and drabs of information about the program emerge as things go wrong or things run late. But the fact is, this was the most significant and by far the most costly decision made in secret by an Australian government, tying us to two other sovereign governments and taking out an extraordinary amount of taxpayers' money on a proposition which has got a lot of distinct and very difficult complexities and potential problems lying up ahead. And Australians have never had a chance to have a debate about it, to ask the questions or to hear from the experts. So that's what this public inquiry will do.
How will it work and where will it happen?
Well, we're calling for submissions, people to put in their submissions and to potentially attend. We aim to go to a number of the capital cities, including Melbourne, we'll be in Adelaide, Perth, because of Stirling, of course, Port Kembla. We'll look at whether we've got the capacity to do hearings elsewhere, because it is crowdfunded and we certainly welcome the support from the public. But, you know, the incredible thing about this, Sally, is that I'll be launching this actual public inquiry in Parliament House. And yet in Parliament House, they haven't had a full, vigorous and open debate about AUKUS. And yet it is the most significant decision by far, apart from going to war, that any Australian government in the modern era has made.
You're saying that answers are needed. How will you get those answers if defence and government officials are not required to appear at your inquiry?
Well, they're invited to appear, and I hope that they will. And we would welcome a briefing from defence. We would welcome briefings from the government and appearances. There are a number of experts, former military officers, intelligence experts, analysts and others, who've got good experience in the workings of government, in defence, in submarine procurement. And I'm expecting that some of them will appear. We have two former prime ministers, two foreign ministers, probably three actually, when I think about Alexander Downer's comments, who've expressed very grave concern about it. So there's the opportunity for anyone to come into this public inquiry. It's a people's inquiry, as it should be. But we'd certainly love to hear from the government, and we've invited the government to come and present.
As you're saying, you'll be announcing the details of this probe later this morning at Parliament House. Who are the other four commissioners who will be presiding with you?
I'll announce it at 11, and I won't announce it any earlier, as some of them are probably in transit and they'll get out of a train station or an airport and suddenly find a microphone possibly stuck under their thing. But look, we'll announce that at 11 today. At the moment, I'm just letting people know that we're doing it, that I am the lead commissioner. It's been auspiced by the Australian Peace and Security Forum. It's supported by community groups, the public, some trade unions. And I just think it's a really important, necessary and essential thing to do. I mean, you had a guest, I think yesterday, who explained in some detail some of the very difficult timing and delivery problems about this program. But I don't think people have had the opportunity yet to really consider what it does mean for Australia. I mean, foregone opportunity cost in terms of the amount of money concerned. We've written off the inland rail, that's one sub. We could put hospitals, pretty much new hospitals, say up to a $2 billion cost in most of the major towns of Australia with the amount of money that we're spending on AUKUS and so on. But even more importantly, and I think for me particularly concerning, we still do not have a safe nuclear waste storage plan. The nuclear waste, and it's medium and high-level waste, Sal, remember, from these subs, including the Virginias, has got to be stored, has got to be handled, and has got to be put somewhere here in Australia. That's part of the deal. An extraordinary part, I might add, because we're buying now second-hand submarines from the United States, but we end up getting to store the waste. Now, why Australian officials and governments agreed to that, I don't know. It's something that we will certainly interrogate. But there's a serious problem here because neither the United States nor the United Kingdom, for that matter, that's the other partner in AUKUS, they themselves do not have long-term agreed safe nuclear radioactive waste storage facilities in place. And Australia is expected to build one from the ground up in 30 or 40 years, if that. Has that cost been factored into AUKUS? I can't see it in there. And when the South Australian Royal Commission into Nuclear Matters considered it in relation to a number of nuclear power stations in Australia, they put that bill at somewhere north of $150 billion. Now, I mean, they're eye-watering figures. They're extraordinary matters of national interest. And it's really important, I think, that people get a chance to participate in a public inquiry so the questions can be asked.
Peter Garrett, thank you very much for joining me.
Thank you, Sally.